This isn't my first Christmas away, so it's fine, actually. Not like home, but there are worse places to be, I think. We're going to have a barbecue on Christmas morning, which should be pretty good. So we've already obtained some sausages, bacon and eggs and mince pies for that. So that'll be good. And then Christmas dinner sort of later on in the day. There's maybe about 60 or 70 Brits where I'm stationed. I mean, everyone's still working away at the moment. Hopefully we'll be able to down tools on Christmas Day, but there's plenty of Christmas decorations up and about. So there is actually quite a festive feel. There is always a risk. I think the risk here is probably lower than it's been for quite a long time. The Afghan military has come on leaps and bounds, but yes, there is still a risk, and we still have to be careful. I did Christmas in Baghdad a few years ago. That was pretty good, actually. And I did Christmas on an Emirati base near Dubai about 3 years ago. So that was quite bizarre. We went skiing on Christmas Day in Dubai, would you believe?
And Karen, do you get two Christmases? Did you get one before you left, or do you get an extra one when you come back?
I did have Christmas before I left, because I've only been out here for 6 weeks. So we did have a bit of a get-together then. And there will be inevitably another get-together in March, but it's a bit late for Christmas at that stage.
And if you could have one thing for Christmas then, Karen, what would it be?
One thing for Christmas Day? Oh, goodness. A glass of wine. That would be amazing.
Is wine rationed across there or not even on the...
No, it's dry. No alcohol at all.
For anyone in the Borders who has family serving this Christmas, what can you say to them?
I would just say that there's lots going on wherever your relation or friend might be stationed. A lot of effort is made to kind of make the most of being away at Christmas, and inevitably it will never sort of replace a Christmas that you would have at home. But I would just say sort of don't worry and sort of crack on at home doing what you would normally do.